had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich. How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see. If ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we.
Good morning and welcome to Eco Talk. And today we're going to be talking about green lodging. Sort of environmentalism has come to the hospitality industry, and none too soon. And it's really an example of how we're seeing sort of the greening of America. Slowly but surely. Yes, too slowly. But, I mean, they have hybrid taxi cabs now in New York City. And we're seeing, you know, all kinds of evidence of interest in organic, not only food, but clothing, organic cotton. And the restaurants in San Francisco are composting their excess food scraps. Just lots of examples. And what we try to do here on EcoTalk is shine a spotlight on them, highlight them, give them a credit that they don't get from mainstream media, because mainstream media, for the most part, doesn't recognize that this is even a story. For 8+ years I've been covering this beat. Whenever the, you know, like a, if a hotel were to announce, as the Hotel Triton did in San Francisco, you know, that they have they're launching their new eco chic program, I'd be like the only one from mainstream media showing up there, you know, a few years ago. Now, recently they did something during World Environment Day and they got more mainstream press attention. And that's really great that it's becoming something that's of interest and concern to all of us. And, of course, all of us at some point sleep in motels and hotels. So this is one of those, you know, really good examples of how much waste was going on and still is in your typical motel or hotel across America. But how much you can reduce your energy use and waste, and how many ways you can really, if you start thinking about it, reduce what is going into the garbage every day. Just anything from, you know, only having newspapers for people who want them, having fair trade coffee, as they do at the Hotel Triton in San Francisco, which supports fair trade coffee. And there's just everything from the big picture to the small. So that's what we're going to be talking about this hour. We're going to hear some great examples from the Kimpton Hotel chain. That's what Hotel Triton is part of. The Hilton Hotel has really been a leader in this field. I've been aware of what they've been doing here in San Francisco for years. And the Fairmont Hotel chain has now really gotten active. They have a program in San Jose, for instance, where if you are driving a hybrid, you get free parking overnight. And that's $22 you're saving. So you can save energy and save some greenbacks as well. So this is going to be an upbeat show. Sometimes we talk about all the problems, and Lord knows there are many of them, but this is the kind of program I get excited about because it really is a chance to shine the light on what's working and is not only not so difficult to do, but is good publicity, and you save money. So it's really a win-win-win. So we're going to introduce our first guest now, Rosaria Marin. She is the chairwoman of the California Integrated Waste Management Board. We'll also be speaking with Bill Orr. He is actively involved with Green Lodging Program here in the Golden, now greener state of California. And if you're wondering why we're being California-centric, it's not just because we're taping our program out of San Francisco, which is pretty green, and a lot of trends do come out of here. But that really is the reason. They say if California sneezes, the rest of the country gets a cold. Let's hope this is contagious, because a lot of, you know, the trends, let's face it, and leaders in the sustainability movement emanate from at least Northern California. So let's say hello to Rosaria Marin and Bill Orr. I think they're both on the line. Thanks for joining us.
Betsy, I am delighted, and thank you so very much for having us in your program. There is nothing better for all of us than to be on your show.
Thank you. And Bill, are you with us also?
I'm here as well.
Okay, so we're going to ask Rosaria to give us kind of a big picture view of how much waste was taking place. Just a couple of facts I have here. The average size hotel purchases more products in 1 week than 100 California families do in a year.
Can you believe that? Isn't that amazing?
And the hospitality industry spends $3.7 billion a year on energy consumption. And one more here. The typical hotel uses 218 gallons of water per day per occupied room. Water-efficient fixtures can provide 25 to 30% reduction in water and sewer bills. So you really get a sense of the impact, especially collectively.
Absolutely.
So where did this begin?
Well, our program itself is only 11 months old, in that the greening of the industry, if you will, the greening of the hospitality industry, we kicked it off 11 months ago. But the reality is that there have been many, many hotels, not just in California but throughout the nation, that have become very conscious about what efforts they need to take to ensure that they become green. What we are doing, and what our job is, to certify that in fact they are achieving a significant level of reduction in their use of water, in their recycling efforts. So our task has been to go around, seek partners in this effort. And as you are aware, we just had a big event with the Hilton Hotels. But I want you to know, and you were there with the Triton Hotels as well, mm-hmm. 11 months ago when we did that. We're partnering with the hospitality industry because they do realize that not only is that good for the environment, when they recycle, it's good for the environment, but it's also good for their bottom line. And at the end of the day, when they save energy, well, that's energy that is available for the rest of us as well. When they recycle, then we know that that will not end up in the landfills. That's protecting the environment. And so, the most important thing for us is to recognize the efforts that the hospitality industry is doing, and by certifying them green, we are actually at the state level. We are saying, you know, if you're a state employee, we certainly encourage you to stay at these hotels that are green, because what we really want is for the entire hospitality industry to be certified green so that we can go anywhere and push them, if you will, encourage them, rather, to become green.
Is there sort of a green seal of approval?
To save electricity, to recycle.
And isn't there like a green star system? Specifically, what should people look for? And I'm sorry if you said that. I missed that, if you did.
No, we're looking for ways how they're reducing their consumption of energy, how much they are recycled, how much are they purchasing that already has recycled content, that the products that they actually have been, you know, produced with recycled products.
Right, but once they are certified, how can consumers, you know, like there's a Michelin guide, you know, 3-star. Is there some easy way to find out about which motels and hotels are signed on to this?
Well, what we have started with is with the state employees. We are starting with that. So they go, all of the hotels will go into the certified, if you will, for state employees to stay at. Okay, but yes, in fact, and Bill might want to jump in here.
Because we have a website,
rating, if you will. You know, they need to be certified.
Go ahead, Bill.
How will people find out?
Thank you.
We have a website that lists the hotels, and there are two levels within our green program. We have a green palm tree.
That was it. That's what I was after.
That represents the green seal of approval for California. One palm tree is for hotels that are participating at the participating level, and two palm trees are hotels that have achieved the leadership level. And for the hotels that are participating, they're doing a number of good things, and they have 3 years to do more. For the people at the leadership level, they're already doing a lot of great things. And our website is the board's general website, which is www.ciwmb.ca.gov. And then to get to the Green Lodging, you would go /EPP/Green Lodging. And you have a list of all of the hotels that are participating in the program at that page.
Okay, a couple of pet peeves in our remaining 2 minutes before the break of mine. I mean, whoever, you know, thought we needed to wash sheets every day? My sheets at home don't get washed more than once a week, you know? I mean, where does that come from? That is so wasteful in terms of water and heat used to, you know, wash and dry the sheets.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Betsy.
That's always bugged me. That and those little tiny shampoo and conditioner bottles that most people use once, or the soap they use once. And I never want to ask, do they throw it away? I'm hoping that they just sort of combine it and make new bottles or give it to the homeless or something like that.
Yes. I hope they do that. I do that. I have, because I travel quite a lot, whenever I take mine, and I use one bottle once, right? So if I'm going to say in 2 days, I use that same bottle. So I use it until it's no good anymore. There's no more. But if I take them with me, then there is a shelter that we go in and take those, or I give it to friends that I know they're going to use. They have different programs where they they help some of the shelters.
Okay, but since we're airing the dirty laundry of the wasteful ways of the way the industry's been up till now, hopefully that's changing everywhere. Is that, in fact, what happened? They got thrown away?
More and more. More hotels are using the dispensers that are much bigger dispensers. However, some people have been concerned about the fact that they have some of the hotels use like a little tape so that you know that it hasn't been tampered with. And so it's a bigger step.
Oh, my goodness. We have to worry about a hair conditioner being tampered with?
You know, some people do. But I think that what we're seeing, Betsy.
You know what? We're out of time.
Yes.
Hang on. Hold that thought.
There's a willingness to change to that.
Hold that thought. Thank you. We'll be right back. You're listening to Eco Talk on Air America Radio.
What we do today, let's be not really the way.